MGTOW men, we are back today, and I hope that you're doing well as we continually move into more hoodie-wearing weather. I know that I'm looking forward to it, thus if you guys have those ideas for the Sunrise hoodie, whether it's a type of hoodie, a color, or design, or lettering on the hoodie, I want to hear it. And obviously, I have the purple and yellow as my logo colors for Sunrise hoodie, but I'm open to branching out to other Sunrise-related colors, including light blues, reds, and oranges, all of which reflect the colors of the sunset. And I'll get into how I came across this name in a future video, and I know that I've explained it briefly, but maybe the background story will help explain it more for you guys. And I put up my hoodie because of many things, and one of them is emotional cheating, guys. And today's video is going to be focused on cheating, and it's not just the cheating that the media talks about, that Cosmopolitan talks about, that people in relationships talk about. Emotional cheating is not labeled as something that really has an impact on a relationship. And it's one of the reasons why relationships are failing today. It's undervalued, and I'm not saying that every relationship has it, but it's yet another danger and yet another landmine as to why MGTOW men are going their own way. And cheating that doesn't involve a one-night stand with someone that you meet on a road trip, a business trip, or a party, when your relationship isn't going well with your man, can be just as damaging if you're cheating with that person emotionally, if you're having text conversations, if you're communicating over social media, whatever it is. And it's just as damaging, and it can lead to just as dire of effects. And that form of cheating is an emotional affair. And I've been on both ends of it. I've been on the side of the guy being cheated on, and I've been the guy that is helping the girl cheat on her boyfriend through that affair. And to define it, many relationships are broken down today, not because of new opportunities for physical cheating, but now with the opportunities for emotional cheating. And it's actually defined in a Wikipedia article as a relationship between a person and someone other than their spouse that affects their level of intimacy, emotional distance, and overall dynamic balance in the marriage. And the role of an affair is to create emotional distance in that marriage. And if you delve into the deep and dark abyss that is the gynocentric mainstream media, emotional affairs won't be defined as serious typically, and it won't be associated with the breakdown of a relationship, and which is a lie, because people want to be able to create this level of cognitive dissonance. They want to be able to have this openness and to be swingers emotionally, essentially. And studies have shown that men's extramarital relationships were more sexual, women's were more emotional. That same Wikipedia article titled Casanova's Chinese Restaurant stating that an emotional affair is always associated with passion, and that the two cannot be separate. The composer in the book, as it is stated, says that an unlikely couple experiencing love at first sight denies that they are having an affair. And you can have a passion for someone without having an affair. That is one of the things no one seems to be able to understand these days. One of the fascinating mutual attractions between probably brought together people that take place from time to time. I should write a ballot about it. And it's a lie. And I'm making this video to warn you guys that relationships should be avoided with women because of a fear for being cheated on sexually. But even more so, and more common, I believe, today, is emotional cheating. And the fact that a woman will look for emotional confident may or may not be true, as more and more men are beginning to be the compassionate ones in relationships. And I think I've seen it from both ends, that a woman will want to bring a man to counseling, and a man will want to bring a woman to counseling. And I've been on that end, okay? I've been on kind of a mutual agreement when it comes to that. And in the age of dating sites, Tinder, social media, and even text messaging and WhatsApps, people getting a million different phone numbers to be able to stay in contact with a person, in which you can reach out from a thousand different angles to millions of people at any time. Oftentimes, it begins in a seemingly harmless way. Like, unlike my spouse, this person really understands me. You actually get me. When I speak, you actually listen. And this can begin when you pass someone at the supermarket. It can begin in sets of the gym. Maybe someone is at work that you can occasionally see in the break room. It can happen anywhere. And of course, it seems like that person can listen and really understand you, because you have to realize that when someone has seen these things, heard the same things, and dealt with the same issues for years, it's hard to be able to be that emotional confident still, okay? It's impossible. And you can't always expect that person to provide everything that they that you think they were going to have to provide for you emotionally. And everyone has a certain cap. And when it comes to how much they can listen, it's not unlimited either. It's like a physical cap. We don't put that in the same frame of mind and when we think about emotional energy. And when that point is reached, it is often reached because there isn't reciprocation between the emotional sharing in the relationship. Often, I've seen the female dominates it and dominates the amount of verbal output, and the man is emotionally fried, thus ushers in emotional cheating and affairs. And there are 3 points that I'm going to bring up today. And you never know when the eject button is going to be hit, and relationships are too risky in today's world. And you can't forecast the future because of the impact of social media, technology, and feminism. And the things are, it destroys emotional and sexual intimacy. It increases fighting, as there is now a barrier between you and the person. And lastly, it's never been as easy as it is today. So my first ex-girlfriend, she became extremely close to a certain friend she worked at her job and she had classes with. And he would always be third wheeling with us, and he was a good guy. I was obviously a blue pill at that moment. And he was very military-like. He was very respectful. Although she grew closer to him through working all the time, day in and day out. And he was more interested and some of the things that she was interested in. And since I didn't show up at parties a lot of time as they were hosting, and I was working crazy hours as a journalist student, and as a journalist at the time, he would begin to supplant me. And not that I care about things like making it social media official or Facebook official, as they say, but she had a picture of him and her on her Facebook for about, as her profile picture for about 2/3 of our relationship. She was embarrassed to put me on it, I would later learn. And they stayed close friends after I broke up with her, and she quickly moved on to a new guy whom she broke up with me for. But that whole time, they still stayed tight, even though she was on to a new man. And they would be going out together, and whenever I was gone on weekend trips for baseball, for example, she would be with him, taking snaps to pass the time, talking to him. And tragedy struck, guys, and he passed away. I cannot believe it still. I'm still in shock that it happened. And it was awful, although the impact that he had made in her life was evidence of the power of even how a friendship with another male in a female's life, when she is supposedly in a dating relationship, can absolutely destroy the ability for her to have emotional pair bonding. And the guy that she is currently dating was a football player in college, and he's not really a super communicative or emotional guy. And I can imagine that she is not tapping into that very much. And she was able to get that with the friend that passed away. And our friend that passed away was all of those things. And for the next year, I believe it would be impossible for her to move on from him based on the conversations that we had about it, but also based on seeing this relationship that I had with her from the outside. He was there emotionally cheating with him all the time. And her pair bonding abilities with her current boyfriend have been obliterated from the emotional bond that she created with him. And I don't know if she'll ever be able to move on from that. And I know that our emotional connection began to be fried as things went on. And if you don't have an emotional connection in a relationship that is sexual, you can't have that either. Okay. And when I was the one participating in the cheating, I was on the other end of things in the relationship. She was burnt out on her current man who did literally everything and more for her, broke his back quite literally in working construction for her, but he was overbearing. He was too involved. And that's the tightrope that you end up walking in these relationships. You don't know if you're being overbearing, if you're not being there enough. You truly can't know. But from what she said, he was there too much. He was too involved. And thus comes me, the love bombing phase. And I remember distinctly the first weekend that we started talking, he had purchased tickets for a concert as well as a hotel room, and I was on the other end of the line as he was in that hotel room. He was sleeping. Looking back, I shouldn't have been talking to her. I shouldn't have been talking, because if she was willing to be talking on the phone with me while he paid for these things, then it wouldn't be a relationship that would work out between me and her as well, as it represents emotional cheating. Pair bonding is destroyed as your interest and your mind's energy is distracted. And too often we believe that we can chase two rabbits and that we can have two masters, and our minds are based on pursuing one thing at a time. And this severity of emotional affairs is strong, and they can happen anywhere at any time. And there is an invisible barrier that is now created. And soon this person, this woman, begins to resent you, and you have no idea why. And this brings in increased fighting, okay? And one of the major symptoms of emotional cheating is increased fighting. The article from the Wikipedia source that I looked at is, again, don't knock me, I'm still in school and Wikipedia is still a bro, states, When a person becomes emotionally involved with a third party, they may begin to discount their primary partner or to view the new person as all good and their committed partner, which will lead to, and their committed partner is all bad, which will lead to increased fighting and a strain on relationship. And this is accurate. And lo and behold, with my ex, after beginning to have an emotional affair with me, shortly thereafter, she began to fight and eventually break up with her boyfriend. What begins to happen is the counseling app effect. The person that is the emotional confidant and becomes the counseling app, so to speak, sees the person as her counselor, and the purpose that you have is of that counselor. If that's how she perceives you prior to the relationship, there is no way that your relationship with this person is going to work either. As more and more men become available and the idea of scarcity becomes more and more prevalent in men's minds today, thanks to social programming, social media, and our general lack of control over our environment and situation, will lead more men to be willing to sell out as the counseling app, and more men are willing to take the second-class citizen role as they don't deem that it is really sacrificing anything in their lives. And when you begin to reveal secrets and very sensitive information to another person, you begin to value that other person in a way that you're not valuing your current spouse and that you would normally be reserving for them. This creates a natural divide between you that's unspoken, that's often not shared, and you don't know where this conflict is coming from. And more, you'll devalue anything importance that you once possessed in that person. You'll often begin to perceive that person as weak. And lastly, emotional cheating is so rampant today, guys. I don't have statistics. I wasn't finding anything anywhere. But men, if you're going to be becoming more sexually available, if women are becoming more sexually available today with the tools of Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and definitely Tinder and Snapchat, if this is happening and you're becoming less valuable and you have less stake in their lives because they are able to get the type of satisfaction they're looking for elsewhere, it doesn't matter, then what level or percentage of emotional cheating in relationships do you think that we're at now? An awfully high level. Men and women alike, guys. It can go both ways, and it just illustrates the unsturdy grounds that we are on in dealing with relationships. And when sex is given the almighty label, and that's the only valuable and sacred thing in a relationship, and now that that is being destroyed and that boundary is being passed, emotional cheating is going to be viewed as harmless as well, men. Even posting images to Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook that are of yourself, food you're getting, her after her makeover, getting her hair done, going to the gym in her yoga pants. All of these things are posted in an effort to elicit a response from someone, an emotional response that will get her up and get her stimulated. Because as a man, you can only provide that so long in the digital media age when some random strangers following her on Instagram will be able to provide the emotional needs on many levels. And obviously, this is not every person. I don't want you to think I'm generalizing every single person. I am not. I am just saying that with the increased likelihood of all of these things, you have to be careful, okay? You have to think. You have to step back. You have to slow life down around you. And that's part of going MGTOW, taking that red pill, get that matrix speed. That slow down speed to look at that bullet coming at you, okay? And it can start with one text, it can end with sex, but regardless of what's coming up, it usually acts as a death sentence for a relationship. And just like we spoke about cohabiting yesterday, this is another example of a death sentence that dating in the modern age will bring. And emotional cheating is not treated seriously. And if that's the case, and that's how we have framed this, then there's yet another landmine for you MGTOW men to look out for and to reason with in making your decision about going for a relationship or not. And for me, in the boyfriend app culture, I'd rather opt out. And so lastly, guys, ponder this. Share your stories of when you've either been the one she is confiding in, you're the emotional cheater, or you've had it happen to you. And I'm sure that if you've been in one relationship, then somewhere down the line, you've seen this. Okay. And this MGTOW movement is certainly ramped up by the powers of social media. Never discredit that in MGTOW, it's a pillar behind the reasons for this development and for many men to go their own way. So men, as always, I encourage you to reach out to me. I don't want to be anonymous. Share your ideas. I do and I don't. Share your requests or just send your story my way. I'd love to talk. These videos are fueled by your input. I do take it seriously. SunriseHoodie@gmail.com is where I'm at, or Twitter @SunriseHoodie. Hoodies up, guys. Hoodies out.